Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. And we have Larry on his phone down south there. How are you doing, Larry?
Oh, just trying to stay warm.
Yeah, it's been hot, cold, snow, rain, ice, you name it. If you wait long enough, it'll happen. Before we get going, though, I wanted to make an opening commentary statement because of what we're watching in Washington. And it's too bad. It's, how do I word this, to watch a nation disintegrate itself. Remember what Jesus Christ said, a house divided cannot stand. So this is what the globalist deep state are doing. They're dividing America so it cannot stand. Divide and conquer is the way we word it today. Anyway, here's my opening commentary on it. What the American people witness today is a raw, open attempt of a communist, socialist, Marxist coup with total contempt for actual facts. Instead, opinion, I thought, I believed, on the part of the so-called constitutional experts who were so openly biased against Trump that they themselves became anti-constitutional, which is, that's amazing to me anyway, a shameful display of what has gone wrong in America today, a national domestic where all rational thought has been replaced with nothing but sheer emotion. Turley was the only one of those witnesses who was level-headed and warned of the consequences of what is to come if they are to continue down the road they are on. However, what is happening was told us 2,500 years ago about a time where ruler would be against ruler, where authority would be against authority, a time when the rule of law and rational debate would be replaced by a form of lawless insanity and our government would break down, unable to govern properly, and a time when our enemies would be gathering together for the total takedown and destruction of America and its grand experiment in freedom and constitutional law. We are now witnessing before us the final phase and takedown of America by a total deep state and embedded New World Order insurgents run by Satan himself in this final act of humanity's defiance to global deep state, to our government in Washington, and every leader in the State of the Union. I'm issuing this warning. You are all prisoners in a frequency matrix. You are all in a prison house. All of what is going on within this matrix is a diversionary tactic created by the enemy of humanity called Satan, that old serpent who deceiveth the whole world. His intention is the destruction of all humanity, left or right, conservative or liberal, communist or constitutionalist. Jesus Christ is the only escape out of the matrix because he is the one who created all that there is, was, or will be. You will all perish in your sins. You will all descend into the lowest frequency realms called by the ancients hell or the underworld. His grace brought you all a straight gate, a narrow way of escape. Ignore it, you die in your sins. Humanity has had its chance. They have rolled the dice, and they have all come up short. And if there is no repentance, no national repentance, America will die and the world will die with it, as a house divided cannot stand. Be warned. Okay, that's my commentary. Any comment, Larry?
Oh, yeah. I was just, watching today, and all I could hear was babble coming from the Democrats, complete babble. And I thought again of Richard Coombs' book and books you've written, America the Babylon. And I have to just laugh when you can look at total babble in Washington, D.C., and even around the world. I mean, today was a hate Trump day worldwide, unprecedented,
Yes. Unbelievable.
And guess what, Stuart? Silence from the American people.
Yeah, that's what bothers me more than anything. And I think James Turley, I think his first name is James, maybe not. But he was the only one of those witnesses who had a level head and said, look, you don't have evidence. You have hearsay. You have I believe. You have I think. You don't have any factual evidence. And here you are, about to impeach a president of the United States who was duly elected by the American people. And he won it fair and square. And I don't know, Larry. It's really amazing. We can get into some of this maybe a little bit later on. I would warn people, though, however, that while all this is going on, deep state is getting their surveillance, police state. We already have a police state, but it's just going to clamp down even tighter and tighter. We got a few things here we can talk about there. Barry Rothman, I know a lot of people don't like Bible codes and they can't stand this stuff. Well, they can tune out if they don't want to listen to it. But he just ran a new one. And have you got it in front of you by any means or chance?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I'll read it out and get your comment, and then I've got two questions that Barry presented that are kind of commentary but questions, and then I'll come back after you give your what you want to say about the Matrix, and I'll ask you the questions and see what you think. But Barry Rothman began this Torah code today, December the 4th, 2019. A very interesting Torah code because it involves nanotechnology, which you and I've talked about a number of times. And the title of this code is Torah Nanotechnology, Hints of the Encoder's Power. And there's 14. And it's got some phrases too, but number one, nanotechnology. Now, you know, that's shocking, Stuart, because right off the bat, people that don't believe in the Torah codes, why could you go and find embedded in the Torah nanotechnology? I mean,
exactly.
People need to, get out of that box, whatever box they're in and can't get out of, they need to get out and look around. But anyway,
yes.
I won't rant. Number one, nanotechnology. Number two, carbon. Number three, intelligence. Number four, two are for Mars, so this connects Mars. Number five, you destroy and do not spare the place. Number six, the alien which is among you. Number seven, all the army of heaven, the sky. Number eight, stars. Number nine, the blessing and the curse. Number 10, and put in the breastplate. Number 11, Urim. Number 12, to show my power. Number 13, in a UFO, number 14, weapon. What do you think, Stuart?
Yeah, this is kind of different. Carbon nanotechnology I would put together. And nanotechnology, a lot of people are not familiar with it, but this is actually microscopic stuff that they can actually put in chemtrails. It comes down and it gets embedded in your blood. These are minute robots, basically, that can turn on, turn off certain things within your body. It's interesting that carbon is is used here, because we're a carbon-based life form versus what some people would consider Satan as a silicon-based life form. And then we have fake intelligence, I would put together, which would be AI. It's not real intelligence. It's fake intelligence. What's interesting, because I did all that work on Mars, and you did too, when I produced Project Red Star, Mars is a central, evidently, location for the coming invasion of Earth. We found UFOs parked there. You yourself saw them hidden away what you were shown. The alien which is among you, I'm not exactly sure what that is referring to. Am I wrong, or was Barack Hussein Obama once called an alien life form?
Yeah, I was going to say, you're right, Stuart. We've seen information leaked out that he was also apparently, if true, involved in a project similar to James Casbolt, and he had been apparently on Mars and was aware of a lot of the stuff that was going on before he was brought back and, I guess you could say, lined up to be the president of the last president of America. But people don't believe this. But there's some weirdness about all this.
Yeah, there is. And teleportation. This involved teleportation, and what's very fascinating about it was the White House under Obama thought it prudent to deny that Obama had ever been on Mars. And they weren't kidding when they said it. It wasn't a joke. They just said he wasn't there. We know, when I was flying for the General Electric Company many, many, many years ago, I'm giving away my age, they said, we have already teleported. Their scientists used to come up sometimes and sit in the jump seat. And the flight crew always learned, keep quiet, get them to talk, and you'll hear all kinds of things you would never believe. And one of their chief scientists said they already had teleportation. Now, I don't know exactly how advanced it was. Do you remember the movie Deja Vu?
Oh, absolutely.
What was that about? They teleported Denzel Washington back into the past. I think it was like 4 or 5 days back in the past. They're giving you hints, folks, about what they can do, and they do it through the movies. Whatever you see on the screen, they say, already happened by yesterday. This is how they work. This is how they announce. Technology that even Stan Deo has said, if it was brought forward, you probably wouldn't even believe it. And I know that, who was it? I'm drawing a blank now. Billions and billions of stars. You know who I'm talking about. Carl Sagan.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he said. All of this is going to be thought of as miracles from the gods, but it's not. It's high technology. This is interesting, too. You destroy, not spare the place. Is that a reference to Mars?
I think it is.
That's how I'm kind of combining all this. I'd be interested to see what Barry has to say about it. The alien which is among you, we'll open that as a question mark. All the army of heaven and the sky. If you go into the Babylon, what does the Lord say when he destroys America, Babylon? I and all the weapons of my indignation will come upon you, basically. I'm paraphrasing him, obviously. But we don't know what that actually means. What are these weapons of indignation? Who are these ones who come to destroy the United States of America? Here's the problem with the American people. They took all the blessings that the Lord could give, and then we turn around and give the Lord a finger, and we expect we're not going to get punished for it. We murder millions and millions of innocent babies, and we're not going to get punished for it. We meddle in the nations all over the world, as is prophesied in the Bible, in case deep state wants to know. You're in there, folks. You meddle in every nation of the world. And God says to you people in deep state, do you not think that the people that you have meddled with and all but destroyed in many nations are not going to come and get rid of you? Yeah. Here we are, and what we got here, Larry, too, is stars, blessings, and the curse. Put in the breastplate, Urim. They're beginning to think that maybe this breastplate that the priesthood wore, the high priest, was actually a conduit for direct communications. And then he says, to show my power in a UFO and a weapon. That's kind of interesting. So I don't know exactly how all that works or what that means, but what's your take?
Well, I agree with you. Now, here's the first question. There's two questions. I'll ask this first one. It's a comment and a question. Barry comments about stars and fake and artificial, and he says that Fort Huachua appears already, as he's working on this code, to be very interested in the nanotechnology and intelligence aspects.
Yes.
And he asked this question then. It's two questions here real quick. He says, however, the nature of God's army, our host, is an open question. Is
yes.
it supernatural or alien? What do you think?
Could be both. I mean,
yeah.
When you really stop and think about it, the Bible talks about fallen angels. It also talks about spirit beings, God's angels. The Lord can bring in the destroyer. He can bring in a comet. He can bring in whatever he wants. The thing about the UFO is kind of interesting. A long time ago, a fellow wrote a book about the second coming of Christ and how the clouds were in reality what we call today UFOs. And this is going to get very, very interesting. As I've warned people before, if you're standing on the ground and a UFO lands, or a whole bunch of UFOs land, and they claim they're God or they claim they're the creators, they're nothing but a bunch of liars. Because if you're a Christian, you're not going to be here. You're going to be removed. They come down, and everybody else goes up that is in the bride of Christ. So this is kind of interesting how all of this is going to fit together. Will we see an arrival? Oh, I think we will, but we will be out of here. And if we're not out of here, we know who they are. Anybody that comes down here and says they're the creator is an absolute liar. Absolute liar. And that's one way you can always tell. Yeah, go ahead.
And then the second question or comment that Rothman has on this code, and by the way, he's still working with it, but let me read this. Very interesting. He says, biblical nanotechnology, this matrix has hints of what destroyed Mars, artificial, fake, intelligence, UFOs, an army of the sky, and the alien among us. He says, but again, we're left with a question about the nature and the agenda of the encoder. And, of course, we know the encoder he's referring to is the creator that created the Torah and encoded this in it.
Yep. And, you know, we had, who was it that went to Mars? What's his name? The remote viewer.
Oh, Ed Dames.
Ed Dames. He said he went there, and he saw what, I guess he dubbed it sort of like the controller. and said he would never go back. He was so scared of this, what he had been shown. So I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, I got a headline here. We're going to drift off that for a minute. Danish academic, United Nations might use military to enforce their climate agenda. Now, with everything we've been told, Larry, I know you're up on this because of Dave Hodges and whatnot, the Chinese situation down in Mexico. If you got any more news on that and the UN takeover?
Well, just that this thing appears to be coming, but it appears to be coming at the same time with a possible, according to Michael Snyder, that was on today on USA Watchdog, and the Q Alerts, he's warning of a market possible crash or trouble that's on the horizon that is supposedly timed by the deep state along with the takeover here in America. And, of course, I know people are just – they can't get wrap their minds around. We've got enemies that are coming in already. They're already here, a lot of them. And the UN is positioned to really do the takeover, and there is massive amounts of Chinese troops up in Canada and even around where Trump talked about Greenland up in there and also down in Mexico. And there are some background static that Trump may be going to, before he's out of here, take on the Chinese in Mexico. So we'll just have to watch and see.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because if I remember right, and I may not be remembering right at all, but I thought Henry Kissinger made a remark that the time was going to come when Americans would be so happy to see United Nations troops patrolling the streets of American cities. This has all been laid out. Did he say that?
He did say that. Yeah, he did say that, yes.
And so here we are. It's taken a lot longer, folks. And when I was producing Iron Mountain Blueprint, Iron Mountain 2, Iron Mountain 3, Atlantis Chronicles, and all of those documentaries, which, by the way, you can go to Angel Fault 923 and get some of them for free. Just you can watch them there, I think. I'm not sure if you can download them or what. I'm not a high-techie person, but they are up there, and it is free. And you really, if you haven't watched them, you need to watch them. This is all going down exactly as I presented in Iron Mountain 1, 2, and 3. This has been a long-range plan of a United Nations takeover of the United States, which is the only nation standing in the way of the New World Order. And like Larry just said, even Europe is now against Trump. You want to elaborate on that a little bit, Larry?
Yeah, it was pretty startling. Matter of fact, Trump was in London at the NATO summit, and a lot of the leaders there, and they were openly. Matter of fact, here's a Drudge headline. He says, "Hate O Trump summit. EU leaders trash talk Trump at summit." The video, the drama, and it was nothing in the world, but they were acting like the Democrats in America. And actually, Trump pulled up stakes and left early. And I'll tell you what, Stuart, you know, with what the deep state and the Democrats, their impeachment, and they're getting rid of Trump, and they're going to destroy him, and the EU that have now in his face trashed Trump, I got a feeling, you know, that, you know, Trump's not superhuman, but I happen to believe who sent him. And their controversy is not with Trump, it's who sent Trump. And before this is all said and done, there may be a day of reckoning with Europe and in America before we do get took over. Trump may pull something out of the hat and become a strong man, and I don't care. I literally don't care. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, there's no point in caring anymore. I mean, we are at the last days. This world has absolutely nothing to offer anyone, but the people, by and large, have rejected the Bible. They've rejected Jesus Christ. even the Christians are not really Christians. They will not do anything Jesus ordered them to do. It's a great apostasy. We're soon going to see Christian against Christian, turning everybody in that deep state wants turned in. And deep state's going to be laughing with glee as they imprison, torture, and kill the Christians, constitutionalists, Bill of Rights, et cetera, et cetera. Anybody that does not agree with the New World Order. However, my warning to them is, while you're dancing in glee at your victory, the skies are going to unzip. And somebody's going to poke their head down through there and say, surprise, surprise. You just made the worst mistake you could have ever made. And then they all get trampled and taken down to a very, very bad place. It's just too bad to watch. This matrix is really all a diversion. In my books, Frequency 1, 2, and I'm working on 3, I point out absolutely how science has absolutely proved what the Bible has said for years, for centuries, thousands of years. It proves it. Actually, they prove who Jesus Christ is. They just don't know it, nor will they admit it. But it does. It's very scientific. And it would have to be, because truth is truth. And if science is really going to be science, they have to look at what they have found as truth. Now, they're drilling down through, now we have nothing but quantum physics and fields of vibrational energy. That's all we have. That's it. The whole, everything in the universe is nothing but vibrations, just like Tesla said long ago. Well, guess who makes those vibrations? Guess where they emanate from? The Godhead. Just exactly as the Bible says. It all has to come from somewhere. What this is exactly what Larry indicated. They don't want anything to do with God the Father, Jesus Christ, or the Holy Ghost, exactly as Psalm 2 says. They have rolled their dice, like I said in the beginning, and they're going to come up short. And it's just too bad to watch. I knew this was coming 25 years ago. That's why I did those video documentaries. It's all coming true, exactly as the Bible said it would. Your only chance now, folks, and that includes all deep state people, you better get under the wings of the Lord, or you're going to perish in your sins. It's that simple, that direct. And, you know, all I can do is warn everyone. I don't want anybody's blood on my hands. I told you, if you want to laugh at it, mock it, roll on the floor in laughter, that's fine with me. I don't care. Go ahead. When you die, you're going to find out what the real truth is. And I know that because I died and I found out what the real truth is. And I have been sent back, basically, to warn people. If you don't want to listen, that's fine with me. I don't really care. You can laugh all you want, but you're going to find out that it is true, that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It doesn't make any difference what you believe. It doesn't make any difference what your rationales are. It's the way it is. Any final word, Larry? Now, Friday, we will go into this much more extensively, folks, and hopefully anyway. Any final word, Larry?
Yeah, Tucker Carlson's under fire because he recently commented on television. He said, Russia, Russia, Russia. He says, he said, for all of his faults, Vladimir Putin doesn't hate America as much as some Americans do.
That's right. Vladimir Putin really is the only one who's warned that World War III, other than Obama's coming. You better get ready for it. Vladimir Putin said, you people in the press, you have no idea what you're talking about. You mock it. World War III, I guess after World War III, if they live through it, they won't be mocking it at all. And Barack Obama said, World War III's coming. I cannot stop it. So here you got two world leaders, liberal and more conservative, and they tell you can't stop. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And Friday night, the Lord willing, we'll get into a lot more of this. Anyway, good night, folks. Take it easy. Heads up. Remember that the 12-12-12 date's only a little bit away. Thank you.